Hello and welcome back to a different video idea. We are doing this, this won't come out for a couple of weeks because this is just to fill the
gap sort of thing. Yeah.
We won't be posting podcasts, so we thought, well, we'll pre-make some stuff.
Let's spread our horrible ball knowledge another way.
Exactly.
In advance.
This idea was taken from a podcast that I watched, Sharky Does Sports.
Shout out Sharks.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, this is just a top 10 list this one specifically is top 10 strikers from 2010 to now.
Yep.
So fits our generation at least.
Yes, absolutely. We
are a little younger.
Jeez, that young, huh?
So we have got both me and Dan's list, as well as two
10,
outside
yeah.
sources yep. of some other mates of ours.
Coincidentally, both City fans.
Coincidentally. So that could, you know, if the list is a bit skewed in ways that goes towards City, or that's why.
If they're Walcott's the number one. You got two Arsenal fans,
it was their doing, yeah. All right, so we've got in total we've got 15 players that the four of us have listed.
So you've collected the list.
So I've collected all four people's lists.
And you've done an average.
And I've done the mathematics.
And you've not told me yet.
I've crunched the numbers and I haven't told you.
So I'm finding out with you.
And ranked them based on... Yeah, averages of who put them where.
Okay, fair. So okay. I like it.
We've got the top 10, but we also have five players who didn't quite make the top 10.
Yep.
I am on me. Those players.
Do you have are they in order as well?
They are also in order. I can also put them in order.
You mean I'm a 15?
With 1 point, so one person put them 10th.
I feel like I know what it's going to be.
Yeah. Is Jamie Vardy.
Oh, put them 10th.
Put them 10th. So one person put them 10th. So if they're in this if they're in this video, it's because someone put them in their top 10.
In their top 10, yep.
Somewhere, right?
Okay, Vardy.
So one person put them 10th. Jamie Vardy. I'll say both of them because there's two players on one. There's two players on 1 point.
Yeah, okay.
You've got Jamie Vardy and you've got Olivier Giroud.
Giroud.
So I know who... Well, obviously I know who put each of them. I think you know who put one of them.
Yeah.
Jamie Vardy is a shout.
Yeah, look, he's heavily underrated. I only get 1 point.
Yeah.
From 2015, I think, onwards. What, in that season, where Leicester won the league, he scored in 11 games in a row.
Yeah, he did do that. He broke the record. Yeah. Continues to have the record.
He still holds that record. He probably will for a while.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
He's been a massive staple of the second half of the 2010s.
Yeah. But top 10?
Well, apparently not.
Well, no.
Apparently not. Top 15.
The general consensus says
15.
No. But, and then Giroud.
Giroud. Look, so I put him as 10.
You
I'll
did
say
put
that.
Him in 10.
I put him as 10.
And I'm wondering, what has he done?
So we're doing 2010s to now, right?
Yeah.
To today.
Yeah.
So what has he done? He's won FA Cups. He's helped Arsenal reach the most FA Cups of any team ever.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't score 100 goals for Arsenal, which is a shame, but he then went to, well, he won the league, I think, with Montpellier?
Yep.
They won the league, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes.
And
yep.
he was top goal scorer there. He came to Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then he was, well, for the most part, he was a solid option.
I would genuinely, since I started supporting Arsenal, he's probably been, like, the best striker.
Yep.
Like, obviously, we haven't had many, right? So this is from, well, I could say I've started supporting Arsenal from 2010,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
Obviously, I did watch football a little bit. I was young, right, yep. mind you. I was...
I'm probably, around the same.
I was six in 2010, right?
Okay.
So let's chill out. I didn't know anything.
Right? Well, other way. Then he went to Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
And so he won the European Cup.
Yeah.
So, and what else did he win in Chelsea? Did they win an FA Cup at the same time?
On the Europa League?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant, the Europa League, the European Cup.
Oh, sorry.
Did he win anything else at Chelsea? I feel like he might have. Either way, he then went to AC Milan. They won the league there.
Yeah.
He's won a host of cups, as well as... The reason I put him in my top 10, right, is because...
World Cup?
The World Cup as
World
well.
World Cup as well.
He
obviously
is,
last year got
he
to the final.
He is a plan B striker.
Yeah.
Like an old school classic, just whip the ball into the box striker. Yeah. Like we haven't seen pretty much since before 2010.
That's kind of like a lost player, really, yeah. is that you don't have...
And he did it so well. To this day, you bring him on, you'd shit your pants.
Yeah.
Because yeah, he's...
There's not many kind of immobile strike. I mean, you do have immobile. He does play football still. But you don't have an immobile striker who can still score an outrageous amount
and
of goals.
That's the thing, though. He was so integral to when he was at Arsenal, to Arsene Wenger's build-up play. And his link-up play was some of the best you see. Like, you see the Jack Wilshere goal.
Yeah.
How he flicks it.
My favourite goal ever.
Goal against Norwich, yeah. Like, he had flicks, he had tricks, he'd whip it into him, he'll head it in.
Scorpion kick, it did get Puskas, Puskas Award, so...
Didn't win goal of the month, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But no, he was genuinely so underrated for his technical ability.
Yeah.
And just his aerial prowess is one thing that you just haven't... In the top, the next 13 players, there's not going to be a player that... competes.
No, that is similar to him in play style. No, that's right.
So that's why I had to put him in the top 10.
Next, in 13th and 12th, we have Aubameyang, which is another one of your picks, incidentally. And
does that mean he's got two?
Yes, he has 2 points.
2 points.
So he has 2 points. And this player also has 2 points, Immobile.
Immobile?
Yep. So...
Immobile, you got in there?
Yeah, Immobile is there. I put Immobile 10th.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I put him 10th.
His numbers are
just
insane.
Based off his... Yeah, literally purely just based off his numbers. Like, I mean, to be honest, I haven't watched much of him. I don't watch much Syria.
You're a numbers man.
But, I mean, obviously, you know, he was at Dortmund for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And is at Syria and has been smashing it for years and years. So, you know, I think his numbers warrant him getting 10th, and that's why I put him there.
That's... Yeah, look, okay, I can see that.
And... An outside host, my mate Caleb, also put him in 10th.
Yeah, okay.
So we both on the same page there.
And so what, we've got Aubameyang's the other one.
Aubameyang's on 2 and you put him 9th.
Who else
you?
Put Aubameyang in there?
Oh, did you not put...
Oh, no, yeah, no, I did.
You
I
put
did,
him
9th.
You put him
9th
and no one else
got,
had it.
That's why he's got 2 points. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you got two Arsenal players, 9th and 10th.
Yeah.
Now, see, I back Aubameyang. I did think about him for a bit. And you know what? His numbers at Dortmund are obviously nuts. I think he was just shy of 100 goals in 160 appearances or something like that.
Yeah.
And then obviously for Arsenal, he was banging him in for a couple of seasons. And
for Arsenal, he got 68 goals in 128 games.
Yeah.
And which everywhere else he's gone, he's absolutely banged it.
Yeah.
Dortmund just shy of 100 goals in 144 games. Barca, he got 11 and 18. So it's...
I forgot about his Barca. I forgot about his
Barca. Prolific everywhere he went.
Yeah, exactly.
While he's fallen off the wagon at Chelsea, which I won't comment on. But even, he went to Monaco for a bit. He was at Lille for a bit.
Yeah.
He scored goals everywhere he went.
Yeah, exactly.
Before 2010s, but
yes.
2010s, he was one of the most feared strikers.
But this, I feel like prior to, even in the years at Dortmund, he was the only other challenger there was to Lewandowski.
Yeah, exactly. In the
Bundesliga, and then when he came to Arsenal, he got Golden Boot tied with Mane and Salah.
If you're thinking just 2010 to 2020, there was not a year there where Aubameyang didn't score a whole lot of goals. I'm pretty sure he got 20 goals every year for 2010 to 2020. That honestly would just about check out.
Apart from Monaco. Saint-Étienne,
Saint-Étienne.
Possibly.
Dortmund,
yes. Arsenal, yes.
Yes.
Apart from last season.
Arsenal was to 2020.
Yeah, so. For the most part, you're right. And he was one of the most feared strikers just based on his pace.
His pure pace and his showmanship, and he got the attention of everyone. Yeah. So he just was that guy.
Yeah.
And for me being the only one to put him in my top 10, I think he's outrageous.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I'd want to think that maybe someone else thought about it, but no.
Apparently not.
And the last honourable mention, so 11th place, just missing out, was Edin Dzeko. Edin Dzeko, who got 3 points, but was only picked by one person. Your mate Ryan picked him and put him 8th.
8th?
Obviously.
8th?
Yes. So 8th.
And he didn't put Aubameyang in.
Nope.
Okay, first. Dzeko, the one thing you associate Dzeko with, although since he's been in Serie A, he's got bags of goals.
Yeah.
He's got 40 goals a season. I think he's the only player to get 40 goals a season in three different leagues. 40 goals a year, maybe.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure.
or one of the only players along with like Ronaldo, I think. But is the goal against QPR just before the 90 plus?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm putting this down to City tax, City fan tax. But you know what? He is very underrated. Like I do think he's a quality striker and has been.
Yep.
In a top 10 list though.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all right, so should we go from 10th? We've got
Yes, let's give me 10th.
So 10th place. This might be a surprise.
Are there some link ups in there? Are there some?
What do you mean?
Like, is there 10th, 9th, 8th all the way to 1, or is there 2 people in 8th, or is there...
No, none of these are tied, I thought there would be a tie somewhere, but none of these are tied. Okay, so, in 10th place on 5 points only, this was a surprise slightly to me. I mean, some of you younger people might think this is a surprise, but Kylian Mbappe is number 10. For us, really, so Kylian Mbappe has been killing it since 2018.
Yeah.
Right? So for 4 or 5 years now.
So originally we said this list was going to be 10 to 20.
Yeah.
2010 to 2020, which is why I just left him out.
Yeah.
Because as good as he was in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
And to be honest, it was probably to do with, he was a late addition for me, so he wouldn't even be in this list if I didn't put him in, because...
Where'd you put him?
So, okay, so his points are... So...
I just think, right...
Caleb put him 9th.
Yep.
And I put him 8th.
Okay. So
now the reason I put him 8th, I'll cover it separate later. There's a reason that he's in 8th apart from lower.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think the last 5 years he has put up disgusting numbers. The other day he just hit 200 goals for PSG.
See, that's mad. He's like he's 23, 22.
Literally, and he's been at PSG for only. Like 3 years of his career, three and a half years of his career.
I put that down to, not to be that guy, but French league tax.
Yes. If he had gone to Spain or something, he won the World Cup. Yep. Not the one just gone, but the one before.
Scored a hat trick in the World Cup final.
How old was he when he did that?
Yeah.
19?
Yeah, would have been 19.
Like,
18,
that's
19.
Ridiculous. And then just carried France to the final. In the final, scored a hat trick.
Yeah.
He's a quality striker.
He's gonna be
he's gonna be the striker of this generation.
Grab himself a couple Ballon d'Ors, but
there's absolutely players above him.
Yeah. Well, for the 2010s.
For the 2010s.
I think at the end of it, if you're doing it in total, he'll probably come out on top.
Yeah, I think it's fair that he gets that 10th spot.
Yeah.
Because to talk about him
for a stable to get him in the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. In 9th, somewhat maybe surprising, a PSG relation there.
Yeah.
Edinson Cavani.
Okay.
Now, he got 6 points, so just beating Mbappe.
Yep.
Which he has, I think it might be 200 goals flat for PSG.
Yeah, he bagged.
So, obviously, Mbappe just got 200 for PSG.
Yep.
But Cavani in his career at PSG has 200.
Far out.
So that just shows you Mbappe is on for... Yeah. So this is the thing, right? Cavani has, I think it's 200 and 300 and something. Like 300, like not just over, like just over 300 appearances.
Yep.
Right? So it's, which is a pretty darn good record considering there was a better striker at PSG at the time when he was there, really.
Yep.
Went to Man United for a bit. When he was at Man United, I thought he did amazing. Like, I thought that he was quality there.
Yeah. Okay.
Cavani, yeah. But PSG, he was just different. Like, I remember him in the Champions League.
I remember him with Ibrahimovic. Those two were just insane.
Exactly, yeah. But at that time, it was always Ibra, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was always
Ibra. Smashing it. Whereas Cavani, he was at Napoli
before
he went to PSG, and he got 52 goals in 69 games for Napoli.
200 appearances for PSG.
200
appearances, 138
goals.
Yeah.
I really butchered that, didn't I?
I really bottled that.
I think I must have misread it. But either way, 138 goals in 200 games.
You don't see
many players with numbers like that.
The thing is, though, after that, he just fell off.
Yeah. Oh, at United, yeah. But I thought, so that those 41, he's got 41 appearances for United when he was there for the 2 years, for a year and a half, or whatever it was, right? Half of them were sub appearances, for sure.
Yeah,
right?
True.
He didn't start for them, really, for very long.
Well, they had Ronaldo over that time.
Yeah. But in his time at Napoli, he went on loan to Napoli before he actually signed there and got 26 in 35.
Yep.
And then when he went to Napoli, he got 52 in 69.
Yeah, fair.
I think he's a quality striker from the 2010s. I think just his time at PSG was just like crazy.
Yeah, fair.
Obviously, from this speech, you can probably tell that I was the one who put it on my team.
I didn't. However, vote for Cavani.
I put him seventh, so he got 4 points from me, but he also got 2 points from Ryan.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So Ryan put him ninth, which I was glad to see because he was one of the players that, at the start of this making this list, I was like, yeah, I want to put him in there as an underrated striker.
No, fair enough.
I thought, yeah, for sure, he
deserved a spot. I absolutely have him in my honourable mentions. I wouldn't put him in my top 10.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. All right, moving on to eighth place. Sorry, I'm just trying to show you at the same time. Eighth place, we have Antoine Griezmann.
Eighth.
Which I was surprised at this.
I think he needs to be a bit higher.
Because I think I'm the only person who didn't put him in my list.
I think he needs to be higher than eighth.
So for Ryan, put him seventh.
World Cup winner. Absolutely bagged at Atletico.
Yeah.
Their best player.
You know what? I actually didn't even think about him, right? I think I did. I think, because I saw when you put him in.
Yeah.
I saw your list, obviously, when you gave it to me. But even when I saw it, I was like, he doesn't do anything to me. He doesn't scare me. I think that's the issue here. Is that, yes.
You know what does scare me? It's seeing him do the Fortnite L dance. When he came to the Emirates.
or the World Cup.
Pain.
Oh, jeez.
But he genuinely, he's always up there in the World Cup. He always smashed it for France.
Yeah, true.
So good at Atletico. How'd he go at Barca? I don't know if he actually did as well as.
I don't know the stats at Barca, to be honest. But either way, Carla put him eighth. You put him eighth.
Yep.
And Ryan put him seventh.
Okay.
So, what decent little spot for him.
So maybe
I should have thought about him.
As far as a nine goes, I think he more is. Drops in a little bit. He's not the prolific front man that you think.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think as well, he was one of the best cards when it came to FIFA's peak years.
Yes.
His team of the season always slaps.
Oh, yeah. All right. So in seventh, you know what? So in seventh place, we have Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, I knew that.
With 14 points.
Okay, wait. So I'm not the only one who voted for him.
You are not. You're absolutely not the only person that voted for him.
Can't wait. Because he...
Something stuck in my throat.
I know it was kind of... So I put him in and then I heard the argument. That
yes.
Basically from 20 what?
2010. From 2010 onwards...
He kind of dropped a bit deeper.
He dropped deeper... Positionally, yeah. I don't see him as much of a striker. Yeah. And that's why. So his points came from you put him seventh.
Yep.
Carla put him fifth, which is where he got most of his points, right?
Well, I had him, I think, fourth originally.
Yeah, okay.
And then I thought, well, before 2010 was mostly when he was a striker.
Yeah.
But I was looking at his stats and I saw after 2010, he did get like 3 or 4 20 plus goals per season. And then he kind of fell off after that.
Yeah.
After that,
he first came about in 2004.
Yep.
Like he killing it at when he came on the scene at Everton and scored that scoring against us and obviously the bicycle.
Yeah.
But I think prior to 2010 was, when he was really like, well, he peaked early, didn't he? Rooney.
Yeah, he kind of did. No,
and he kept it, and then 2010, I think,
I don't think it's that he peaked early, it's that he went to America early.
Well, true, yeah. He is young, isn't he? He's 37 now, and he's retired.
It's like Thierry Henry.
He's been retired for years.
What do you say? So he was like 30, 31 when he went to America.
Yeah.
It's like he could have kept young.
He didn't have the body to keep playing. He killed himself in the first couple of years of his career.
Well, who's next then?
So, in sixth place, so this is a big jump. Rooney had 14 points, and in sixth place, we have Harry Kane on 21 points.
Ooh, so the top five is pretty.
So, top five is there, there's more points. Yeah, exactly. Where'd you put Kane?
I think I put him fourth.
You put him fifth.
Fifth, okay.
You put Kane fifth.
Yep.
I put him sixth. Yep. Caleb put him seventh. And Ryan put him fourth.
Fourth, yeah. See, yeah.
So it's all that middle kind of pack. That's, it's not quite pushing that top three.
He kind of came around the same time as Vardy.
Yep.
15, 16. Everyone's saying he's a one season wonder.
Yeah.
And he just kept bagging them.
Yeah.
And he kept bagging them. And he's still bagging
them. He's on track to beat his Premier League record.
One of his best seasons he's having this season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like you don't even know about it because
Haaland.
Because you've got a robot in the league.
But because AI is advanced enough to
put
their own robot in the league. But
yeah.
I think. No, he's bagged so many goals. And as you said, he's on track to beat Alan Shearer, be the Premier League's most prolific goal scorer, if you will. And then
he's on track to be the best goal scorer in the league without ever winning a trophy.
That was
my argument. Because...
See, I've put Giroud in there because he's won a fair few amount of trophies.
He didn't score as many goals. Yes, you might not be a goal scorer, but... Were you a striker that was in a team competitive enough to win trophies, get honours of some sort? And Kane isn't.
He's
in the list because he has the goals.
He's held himself back.
If he ever won a Prem, if he ever won trophies, he would absolutely be pushing this top three, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I reckon.
Because at the end of the day, he probably, for a lot of people, he probably is...
He's held
the
himself
best striker in the Premier League ever.
He's absolutely held himself back by saying Spurs.
Absolutely.
He could be in that best ever debate. Yeah.
And you know what?
Had he left.
You know what? He's been at Spurs and he's been smashing it. Imagine if he was at a Man United.
That's what I was saying.
Or a City. Or even an Arsenal this season.
City haven't necessarily needed him. They've already won millions of titles. But imagine
For the sake of him, he could almost have that record.
Imagine he went to Liverpool.
He could, yeah, exactly.
City would never
have more goals than what he has now, even though he's absolutely smashing it.
Yep.
But he just has no titles to his name.
Long may that continue.
It's unfortunate for him, but
long may that continue.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat, Hurricane. In fifth, so now top five.
Yep.
We have there's a 1 point gap between Kane and this player.
Okay.
So in fifth, we have Kareem the Dream.
Kareem the Dream.
And we're not talking about Adeyemi. We're talking about the man who just won the Ballon d'Or last year.
Yeah, that's true. That's one thing as well.
And that's one thing as well. Exactly.
He has a Ballon d'Or to his name.
He has one thing that no other player in this list has, which is a Ballon d'Or. And he's fifth.
Yeah, how crazy that is.
Yeah. So Karim Benzema got 22 points, only one more than Kane.
Yep.
People that put him in. Ryan put him sixth.
What is he? Is he Real Madrid's highest or second highest all-time goal scorer? Behind Ronnie?
Probably. I'd say so, yeah.
But he's ahead of Raul.
Yeah. I think. I'm unsure, to be honest.
Okay.
But, I mean... Yeah.
With Leon, I think he was their top scorer. Leon, I think he won on the league, did he?
I think he's got over... I want to say 500 appearances.
Okay.
For Real Madrid. But I think I might be wrong.
Three league titles at Leon.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Jesus.
So, it's 400 or 500. I know that for a fact. He's got over 400 or 500 appearances for Real Madrid, which is just crazy with the amount of goals that he has as well as that.
430, I think it is, according to Wikipedia, trusty source.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Ryan's got him sixth. You've got him fourth.
Mm-hmm. I think being the only one to win a Ballon d'Or, that just puts him above.
Yeah.
It gives him something that no one else has. And it's just, you can't really argue.
Yeah. Kyla put him sixth as well, and I put him fourth as well. So both of us put him fourth.
His longevity as well, because how old is he?
He's 35
now. Which actually, a lot of these, the top four that I'm thinking.
A lot of these guys are all old.
All going to be older.
Well, yeah, because I think it's a consistency thing as well. It's like, who's been around during the entirety of the 2010s?
And he's been able to be one of the players that's outlasted the Messi and Ronaldo era and get himself a Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty impressive in itself, really, because obviously not many players have done that.
Yep.
So fourth, we've got... So 4 points more than Benzema. On 26 points, we have Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Ooh! The biggest ego.
The biggest ego. And you know what? I think it kind of backed what he was, really. Yeah. Really.
No, the thing is, you got players that will talk the talk, This man will back up everything.
This
he
man,
says.
You know what? It didn't matter if he didn't walk the walk. You wouldn't want to get near him.
Exactly.
So, you know,
you see his nose coming from a mile away. You see that man bun from a mile away, and
was it Joey Barton that tried to square up to him that one?
Yeah. And it just never ends well for you, basically.
No.
Because he was just an absolute beast of a man, and he was similar to Giroud in that. His physique was just, you love it up to him. And he was so much more technical than Giroud, though.
Yeah.
And agile. And, like, that goal he scored for Ajax when he was at Ajax was just insane. He scored some absolute bangers. The one for Sweden, the bicycle from 100 yards out.
Yeah.
Just insane.
I think as well, he's probably had the career that any player could dream of.
Yep.
Obviously, prior to 2010... He's 41. If anyone has longevity, it's him.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not one for loyalty, though, is he?
No, but you know what? he's gone to all different leagues, and he's proved that he can do it in all different leagues.
Yep, true.
That he, like, whatever league he wants, right? You've got... Started at Ajax, 35 goals in 74 games. Went to Juve, 23 and 70. Inter Milan, 57 in 88.
Yeah,
Barcelona, 16 in 29.
As if he only played 29 games for Barcelona.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey. With Thierry Henry, Messi, I think Eto'o as well. And just
then went on loan to AC Milan, scored 14 on loan in 29 games. Then went and signed for AC Milan properly, scored 28 in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Then PSG, had 4 years at PSG, 122 appearances, and he scored 113 goals.
Yeah,
if anyone, there's not many players who have a better record than of goals to games than that, really.
Absolutely fair.
Then, like we were saying before, went to Man United. And at this point, right, he is...
He'd done his ACL then after United and, what, at like 40 years old.
Yeah.
And he's back still.
Yeah.
He's back he's still playing.
He's playing for PSG... At 30 years old and smashed 113 goals.
Yep.
Then moved to Manchester United when he's 35, mm-hmm. scored 17 in a season in the Premier League. What is the hardest league, right?
That's just insane.
Done that at 35, right? People talking about Ronaldo's longevity. And he did that last season. He did that last season at basically the same age.
Yep.
Or the season before. And, you know, got the props for that. Then obviously went to America.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely just... You know, showed everyone why America's.
Didn't he
score
a goal from halfway as well?
Yeah. 53 goals for LA Galaxy in 58 appearances, and then has been went back to AC Milan during COVID.
He's just
and has 33 and 62. Like he is just.
He is a player who has handled his age well.
Yeah,
as in he knows he's not going to be the main man now.
Yeah,
but when he is, he bags like at AC Milan, he's not starting every game.
Yep.
He's vibing on the bench with Giroud, but he's watching players like Leao get it done, and he's just
And
he's happy
to accept it now. Where he's kind of not like, in the media. I'm at the end of my career.
He's not going to like Piers Morgan sort of thing. Nah. He's kind of, and he's still doing what he does.
Yeah.
So it's just insane how.
So props to him, and I also want to add in there, he's got 62 goals for his country, for Sweden.
Yeah, fair.
So,
in 121 games.
Yeah. So, he has the numbers, he has the ego, and he has the career to back up.
And the charisma.
So what, was he fourth?
Yep.
So fourth in the end, 26 points. All right. Third place, we have the man who probably created the best Premier League moment ever.
No way, we've got Reece Nelson.
We have Reece Nelson in third place, everybody, wow. Obviously, you can tell what we've just come off. Sergio Aguero, 30 points, which is pretty decent compared. You know, I weirdly didn't know if he was going to be here.
Okay. No, what do you mean in top three or top ten?
In top three.
Okay. Yeah.
I put him fifth. Yeah, a bit low actually. You're right. You're right. Yeah, maybe that's a good reaction to me actually.
It's kind of brutal.
Fifth place for me, but the players I've got above that. The top two.
Yep.
Ibrahimovic in third and Benzema in fourth. Okay. So it's like that is... We've just made the argument that Ibrahimovic has had this amazing career.
Yep.
Benzema, who's below Ibrahimovic, who won a Ballon d'Or, mm-hmm. and then Aguero.
Yep.
It's a tough list.
I think the top two probably speaks for itself. Yeah. But the top... That 3 to 5 is just insane.
yeah.
to pick. Any of those three, you could put him anywhere.
Yeah.
And but I think Aguero, what he's got on his side is that you had Manchester City, a team that was largely up and down wherever in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And he sort of kick-started their well, he was a marquee signing
for when they were
bought by new owners.
Yeah.
And he's been at the helm, at the front line for all their titles, all their successes into their new era, which is...
Yeah. Basically created what City is now.
Yeah.
Or kick-started it, really, didn't he?
It's mostly down to players like him and David Silva and Vincent Kompany.
Oh, yeah.
They are as good as they are now. Yeah. And they have... They now can say that they've got that history of having legends. Like, he was probably one of their first ever legends.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah. You know, he's got, like you said, the goal, the moments. He's got the goals.
And, yeah, you talk about that moment. Like,
yeah,
that's probably the best moment in football history.
Yeah.
Let alone Premier League history. Football history, the stakes on it. The timing of it, just everything, the composure to go around the last man.
Yeah.
It's just,
Unfortunately,
the fact that it was against their biggest rivals.
Not a great heart, though, does he? Unfortunate for him. Anyways.
You're not a great heart either.
Okay, bro. Moving on.
Anyway.
Second place, Lewandowski. So, it's probably pretty easy to predict who's first.
Danny Welbeck. Nah, so Lewandowski second. I did want to say, I did a bit of research on him. I had his numbers here. He had, so it was at Dortmund originally, from 2010 to 2014.
Yeah.
He got 74 goals in 131 games. That's fair, right? That's good for a striker.
Yeah, especially at Dortmund, I feel like.
Yeah. And then he goes to Bayern 2014 to 2022. He has got 238 goals in 253 appearances. Mm.
If we think Ibrahimovic's record at PSG is nuts, then that is
different. Silly. It's silly. And I really, what was it, 2019 or 2020, he should have won the Ballon d'Or for me.
Oh, wait, absolutely. I think it was 2020.
It wasn't because it was COVID. He won it. It was, I think Messi won it in the end.
Yeah.
But I think Lewandowski should have Ballon d'Or to his name.
Absolutely. People were crying out for it. Like saying, people were even saying, just, you know, well, how does Messi even deserve that? Lewandowski dominated that season. Oh, it was disgusting. Seriously. He won the Champions League. It just, the numbers he put up, and even then, it's like he'd been putting up those numbers for years.
Yep.
And it was just, you know, just now finally and years Messi and Ronaldo hadn't quite... done what they had been doing for all those years, and you know, now it was Lewandowski's time to get some recognition, and he didn't somehow.
It was an absolute farce that he didn't win that because
it's
was
Henri not winning it.
Easily the best
when
player.
Nedved won it.
Yeah,
with those numbers, don't get me started. Like, anyways,
but what's his Poland numbers as well?
I don't know. I actually always have this. He never 78 scores for
goals
Poland for me.
in 138 games.
Okay, I'm lying. But you know, no. But any time that Poland are in like a, like in a competition, like in the Euros or in the World Cup, and you always think, oh yeah, obviously Lewandowski would score.
Yeah, you never really seen him score in the big competitions.
Never ever. He scored that penalty against France.
Maybe they played San Marino a bunch of times.
Well, maybe they must have. They must have. Portugal sort of stuff. Hey, where they play Luxembourg like four times. Ronaldo's got that stupid amount of international goals. And that's also one thing we didn't preface was Ronaldo isn't a part of this list. We did not include Ronaldo into this list because is he really a striker? Well, one, there's the argument. Well, is he a striker?
I'd say he is, but
I'd say he is too.
He's played a lot of his career as that number seven left wing kind of.
So we could have counted him, and even if we did all regard him as a striker,
he's number one anyway.
He is always going to be number one. So he is the best goal scorer ever.
If you want to do that, he's sub zero.
Yeah, you United fans can all have him top.
He's sub zero.
Put your Ronaldo top, but that's boring.
He's the goat, right?
So we have so Lewandowski ended up on 38 points, right? So every single person put him second.
And does that mean every single person?
And that means every single person put this player first.
I didn't know Danny Welbeck had so much love.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's almost crazy that everyone loves Danny Welbeck the same as we do.
That's
especially these two City fans. No, you've got on 40 points, so an absolute clean sweep of this video.
He's not just eaten the competition; he's eaten
Chiellini's arm, Branovic's shoulder. You've got he's got everyone's DNA in his teeth.
It's Luis Suarez. It is 40 points.
Yeah,
yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
clean sweep, and I think rightly so. To be honest,
I think so as well.
I think he was just one of the most deadly. Like you had in a team of, well, at Barca obviously when it was MSN.
Yep.
Yeah, no. Messi and Neymar, the two most exciting players.
One of, if not the greatest trio in football history.
Yeah.
He made up part of that. He actually, I got more stats here as well. He's got the third most assists in football history, which is insane.
What? In football history?
In football history. You got Messi and then I think Müller and then Suarez, which is just
so
insane.
Wait, so Müller has the second most amount of assists in football history?
Yep.
Maybe that might have to. We might have to save him for a separate video.
Yeah, legit.
Different topic. Thomas Muller.
He won the La Liga. How did you not know that? He won the La Liga 5 times. He won Spanish Cup a bunch of times. Yeah. He won a Club World Cup, a Champions League, the Copa America with Uruguay. He was a 5 times top scorer in across the several different leagues he played in. Yeah. What else he got at Barca? He scored 147 in 191 games, as well as obviously getting a shitload of assists. He just was. And it's beyond just the goals and the assists. It's the shithousery, the presence he had, and the game against Ghana for Uruguay. Yeah. It's terrible. And you could call it cheating, but he paid the price. He got a red card and they missed the penalty. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I also think, based off numbers, like just goal numbers, there's a shout for why Lewandowski should probably be above him.
Yep.
Just based off like record, like... Obviously, Lewandowski, whatever it was, 238 and two...
Yeah.
Something like that, right? Yes, Suarez's record might not be as good. You know, he's got... What is it? 69 and 110 for Liverpool.
Yep.
Which was, well, really at the start of his career as well, wasn't it? And, like, I think there's just something to say that the reason that Suarez is there... Yes, he has the numbers, but... Just watching him.
He's got that dog in him.
He does.
He's him.
Yeah. And like you said, obviously, his
that season he had with him and Sturridge at Liverpool was incredible. And he lifts everyone around him, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Him, Sturridge, and Coutinho, and then the Messi, Suarez, Neymar.
Yeah.
Just incredible, really.
Yeah.
And then Cavani and him for Uruguay. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. He always just, you know...
He was revered.
Grabbed the headlines and he was always in for some sort of crazy...
He's not a great bloke, but he was revered.
Certainly was, yeah. So...
Hide your shoulders.
I think having a clean sweep like that, where everyone puts you first, I mean, there's obviously something to say for that.
Yeah.
Same with Lewandowski, to be fair. So everyone had the same top two. Of Suarez first, Lewandowski second.
Yeah, okay.
So the final list comes out to Suarez first, Lewandowski second, Aguero third, Ibrahimovic fourth, Benzema fifth, Kane sixth, Rooney seventh, Griezmann eighth, Cavani ninth, and Mbappe tenth.
You happy with that?
What do you think about that?
You happy with that?
I think...
I want to put Aubameyang in there.
Of course you do.
Bro.
And you know what? You know what? He probably does have the numbers.
2010 to 2020.
2010. Bin off Mbappe. Get him out. Put Aubameyang in there at least.
2020. He is... Genuinely one of the best fucking strikers.
But, no, he's unfortunately not this list, Daniel.
Okay.
I don't know. Let us know if you think that there's...
anyone we missed.
Anyone we missed, because we could have missed something. All four of us could have missed someone that's just ridiculous and should be in there. So from 2010 onwards, let us know what you think about that list.
We're gonna do a couple more of these.
Yeah, there'll be tons more of these.
Multiple different. So let us know where you want us to do as well,
or any suggestions on lists as well. Yeah, so if you've got any sort of top 10 lists that you want to see, and we can try and get them done.
Just keep an eye on our socials.
Yeah,
TikTok. YouTube,
yeah, so this will just be an added video on YouTube.
Yeah, and we'll put it up as a podcast.
We'll put it on
Spotify too. So just keep an eye out for all the different stuff. And we got more coming at you.
Yeah, for sure. See ya.
Stay tuned.